Well, I mean, it's a great vibe because it's like everybody's hungry, and I'm not scared to say that, you know, looks like the team's going to be pretty good this year, and the new coach, you know, they're asking a lot of us, and everybody's delivering what he says, so it's a good thing.
What was this offseason like for you personally? No lockout this year, so not only were you guys able to be here at the facility and going through mini camps and going through OTAs, but, you know, a whole new system coming in, too. I'm sure it was a very busy offseason for you.
I think it was last year the lockout kind of hurt our team a lot, not to make excuses, but being a young team, they needed to work out, and, you know, and they really kept an eye on everybody, and you see the progression from people, their bodies changing, and their body fat dropping, and more condition. And I think with the coach doing that and going over the plays, getting the time to learn it, because a lot of young players, they need time to learn the defenses over and over. I mean, the father of learning is repetition, so that's the greatest thing that we've had this offseason.
As a former lineman myself, and by the way, Michael Bennett joining us here, 98.7 The Fan, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fan, and as a former lineman myself, I don't like the word conditioning. So what are your thoughts on a conditioning test, and did you pass it?
Oh, of course I passed it, but a conditioning test, I mean, I guess it's necessary to see where everybody's at, and, you know, that's one of those things that every team does, and, you know, ours might have been a little tougher, but at the same time, it made us stronger as a team to be able to finish.
DaQuan Bowers, you know, dealing with the Achilles, still a chance he plays this year. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, upset about that. It does hurt the depth along the defensive line, but you've been doing it. You've been there, left defensive end. Do you feel the role that you're going to have to take this year, maybe more of a leadership role? You've been around for a few years now, and you're one of the veterans in that on that defense.
Well, I think this is a year for me. You know, my fourth year. You know, the first 2 years really didn't play a lot. Last year's my first year really playing, and I think I learned a lot. You know, being able to be under those guys and not being forced to play at a young guy, and now I'm the veteran. I understand what's going on, the plays, different formations, and we all growing at the same time. Me and Gerald, we've been here the same time. We've been growing as a team, and when Gerald's playing, you know, the defense line is better, and that's one of the things that we really missed last year was Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, how much does he change things at that under tackle position? I point to under tackle, especially when he was drafted, and, you know, if you get penetration from that under tackle position, it makes your job easier. It makes the defensive backs job easier, you know, not to put that much pressure on a guy like Gerald McCoy, but he can change the defense, can he?
Yeah, he's $63 million. Obviously, everybody believes in him, and you know, Gerald's a great player, and we knew when Gerald's playing, our defense was a lot better. You know, I feel.
Let's not shy away from it either. Contract year, does that kind of, you know, give you a little extra motivation?
I mean, that always gives you motivation. You know, I'm the kind of person I like when my back's against the wall, that brings out the best out of people, and especially myself. And I feel like our team is like that too. Our backs are against the wall. Everybody's doubting us. And I think that we're going to come out and show everybody something a little bit different.
You going to listen to some sports talk on FM this year?
Of course. Right. I love listening to you on the radio.
All right, man. 98.7 The Fan. Thank you so much, Michael Bennett.
Thank you, man.